I had read that there was a tornado that came through town in 1984. Did that cause a lot of work or damage for the phone company, or?
Yes, it did. Actually, when it come through, it hit two towns. It hit Burt and Titonka. We purchased Burt Telephone Company in January of 1984. This happened in June of 84, so we're still learning the area. And I happened to be down in Des Moines at, I think it was an ITA function, and I got the call about midnight that, you know, the tornado had gone through, and so I got up the next morning and headed back. And in Titonka, we were pretty fortunate because a lot of our cables were underground already. We only had a few blocks of aerial. I think we had like three or four people that didn't have phone, and two of them didn't have a house, so it was understandable that they didn't have phone anymore. Burt was a little different story because that one was a lot of overhead line, overhead drops anyway. So, and it, the trees tore a lot of those down. We had nine different telephone companies. Trying to think of how many people it was. About 15 people came over to help us. So it was, you know, the neighborly thing to do at that time. We just got done, or they just got done putting up one intersection that had a lot of lines on it. And the county was in loading trees and stuff. Well, the guy with the end loader didn't see all the lines up above and dumped trees and tore down three or four of the lines. And Emmett just went over and was reading him the riot act. And the guy got out of the end loader. And he probably stood 6'4", 6'5". And Emmett's not a real big person. Emmett kind of looked around to make sure he had backup. And he did. So he continued to chew him out. And the guy said he was sorry. You know, what else can you do? So we put everything back up. But by that night, we had everybody, I think we had two or three people that had the wrong numbers. But that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got it all back up in one day.
So what was the reason for, because when you said that most of the lines were underground here in Titonka, which I would think for 84, that's pretty aggressive.
A lot of the main lines were underground here. They actually buried a lot of lead cable back in the 30s. And if you've ever worked with lead cable, it's interesting. You hope nobody ever cuts it. Because lead cable, it's got a lead sheath with the individual pairs, and they're not twisted real tight. But those have red and white paper for insulation. So if any pinhole gets in there, paper is not a good insulator when it's wet. It's a great insulator when it's dry. But if anybody ever cut a cable, you had to go to both ends and with a buzzer tag all your pairs. Then you go to the other side of the hole and do the same thing, and then you could splice it.
So when did you get rid of the lead cable?
I think it was around the 84 time period, because we also buried cable TV in town in 1982. We put cable TV we turned it up in 83. And when we buried, we just buried both both cable and telephone at the same time. When we're running a main line from the tower out here up to the office, we're just pushing under Main Street, and we had just got underneath when I got a phone call from my wife that she was expecting at the time, and she went into labor. So I ended up letting the other Rick end up finish that push. Because, you know, and I went to the hospital with my wife.
So has the town of Titonka always, have they been well receptive to new technology and wanting it? And
they have. It's been really a very progressive town. They probably had one of the earlier crossbar switches. They went from the cord board to a crossbar. They skipped the XY. Or the step. So it's a little bit different technology.
So, and the phone company, is it one of the longest standing businesses in town?
Actually, the bank, I think, has been here longer than we have. But it is. It's one of the earlier ones. Tatanka was in, the telephone company was incorporated in 1917. They didn't start business until 1920. But there was a telephone company. It was Buffalo Township Telephone Company, owned by an O.E. Dahl. I'm not sure exactly when he started it, but they ended up buying him out for a couple dollars. But the war was going on in 1917, so that's why they kind of halted everything else.
So, what is one of the biggest challenges you see today running a phone company?
Competition from the wireless, of which we're our own competitor now. We just started today selling iWireless. We have a tower here. Well, we built a site on the elevator so that we can sell wireless cell phones. Invert, we have Mediacom. And later on this month, I think we have to port our first number to Mediacom. So that'll be a big challenge. And trying to keep up with all the regulations as much as they're doing. One of the biggest things is CPNI, which is going to make it very difficult, especially in a small town, because we know everybody. And one of the requirements is if they come in and ask for their phone bill, you got to check their photo ID. Well, when my mother comes in and I have to ask her for her photo ID, if she doesn't have it, what am I going to say?
So
So.
while living in Titonka, have you noticed, is there, because you said you volunteered for the fire department, that is there a very good community involvement with the citizens here,
Yes, there is. There's real good volunteer. All of the organization, we have Christmas in Titonka, where basically Santa Claus comes up. They have a craft show and everything. Used to do pancakes, but that kind of faded. It's nice to make some changes once in a while, too. Probably the one thing I miss is Indian Day. They still have it, but it's nothing like when I was growing up. We used to have the midway that covered all of Main Street with the Ferris wheel, the tilt-a-whirl, and all the big rides and stuff. And so just like a fair.
and you,
So
did you live in town growing up?
no, I lived on a farm. I grew up on a farm. In fact, about 5.5 miles northeast of here is where I grew up. 3 years ago, I bought the acreage and moved out there. So I walked to work for 27 years, and now that gas price went up as much as it did, I moved out in the country. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't
Doing, yeah, you're doing that backwards.
But I grew or when I lived in town, I lived right next to the swimming pool, which my kids growing up loved that. There's a new library in town, and the only thing, we don't have a cafe anymore. We have two bars yet, but one of them does mostly food. But they do serve drinks and stuff. They have their chicken night, which packs in a lot of people from the surrounding area. So it's been good.
Do you see any, is it still a lot of people leaving, or do you think it's kind of settled with the...
I see quite a few people have moved away. Farms have gotten bigger. You don't have near the farm places that you used to. In fact, a lot of places where there used to be a farmstead is now just cropland. Bulldoze a house and all the buildings and start farming it. But that's probably the biggest change. I mean, when I was growing up, you had a bus that you had probably 40 kids on. But you didn't drive to school every day either. The only times I got to drive to school is if I hauled the milk to town. When I was growing up, we milked about 20 cows, and about 20 head of hogs, and 1,000 chickens.
So what year did the creamery close?
I think it was in the early 70s.